Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today.
That living breath was put on a cross. He shed his blood. That living bread was broken in pieces. Hello? He was put in a grave and they said he was dead. But remember, he was the living bread. He was life everlasting. The grave could not hold him. All the other religions have the graves where their religious people are buried.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Christ, the Bread of Life, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Now, number five, we come to the living bread, Christ Jesus. John 6:51 says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Jesus came and announced, I am the living bread come down from heaven. That's who he was. I want you to understand, this gives us an indication of a whole new dimension of life that we did not know and have not known until Christ came and gave himself for us. How many of you found that you walked into a new dimension of life when you accepted Jesus Christ, his broken body, his shed blood, into your heart and into your life? How many of you found a new dimension of life? All right, let us look some more at the living bread. We can partake of that living bread, just as I was talking there. We start partaking of the living bread when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. In John 6:48-51, I want to read, I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. I want you to notice here that he is saying that he gave them natural bread in the desert. But he himself is coming as the spiritual bread that shall give us life that will not die. He is not saying that you will not die as a natural person, because we all understand this. He is saying that we are dead spiritually, but because he comes, he gives us life, and that life is everlasting. We do not give enough attention. And I realize that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And it is very important that we recognize the cup. But I do not think that we have ever given the bread the recognition that it needs. This represents the living bread that walked upon this earth in Israel, that taught on the seashore, that rode in a boat on the Sea of Galilee. And Peter said in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, the living bread, with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That living bread was put on a cross. He shed his blood. That living bread was broken in pieces. Hello? He was put in a grave and they said he was dead. But remember, he was the living bread. He was life everlasting. The grave could not hold him. All the other religions have the graves where their religious people are buried. The tomb is sealed because it wasn't living bread. But I can take you to a tomb that they say, I don't know whether it is or not, but it was somewhere in that region. And it is empty. The living bread walked out. And he said, because I live, you can live. But I have set an ordinance in the church that you are to recognize me by taking the cup and the bread. I want you to notice that he took the bread and he broke it. Then he took the cup. It's two separate acts. Did you ever notice that there was the separate act of him being whipped and beaten, thorns put on his head? All of these things were a separate act before he ever got to the place of death. The body was beaten and broken, and this wafer represents it for our physical health and healing. This other incident that took place on Golgotha's hill, where he shed his blood and died for our salvation. Two different places that the events took place. And when Jesus put this into action, it was two separate things. I want you to notice it said he broke the bread and passed it out. And then I want you to notice after the supper, he took the cup. Two distinct acts. See, we need to begin to understand some of this about the Lord's table. Too many times we have not understood the Lord's table correctly. I want you to notice that Christ is the spiritual bread sent from heaven. I want you to understand that natural bread is earthly, but spiritual bread is heavenly. Natural bread is corruptible, but spiritual bread is incorruptible. Natural bread is limited, but spiritual bread is unlimited. Natural bread feeds the body. Spiritual bread feeds the spirit of man. Living bread gives us several things. Living bread gives us a new relationship with God. Living bread gives us a new dimension of life. Living bread gives us the God kind of life. The Zoe kind of life. The living bread gives us healing for our body. The living bread gives us our needs met. How do we partake of the living bread? Because this is simply a piece of a wafer that has been put together and baked. That's all it is. It's natural. So how in the world do we do this? We do it by faith. When we take of this natural wafer that can be broken into pieces, it's natural food. But when we eat it by faith, we are saying we are taking the spiritual bread. It's a representation of spiritual bread. It does not become the body. We do not believe in the theory of transubstantiation. And that simply means that the cup and the bread actually turn into the blood and the body of Christ, and we don't adhere to that, and nowhere in the New Testament does it say that. Hello? This is simply a reminder. You do an act in the natural to remind you of what you are doing by faith in the spiritual world. That's what it's all about. The living bread. How do we do it? By faith. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to enter into a relationship with the Heavenly Father. Romans said, you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth and you will be saved. We must believe that the body of the Lord Jesus Christ was broken for our healing. See, by faith, we believe it. When we take it in the natural, we believe it. We participate in the communion bread by faith. By faith. Turn to somebody and say, it's by faith. It's by faith that you are a partaker of the living bread. It's by faith. 1 Corinthians 10:16. Let's turn there and let's read that scripture. 1 Corinthians 10:16. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Paul is asking a question here, and he goes on to answer that question and tell you that it is a participation. And then in this very next chapter, in this 11th chapter, is where he begins to talk about. For I received of the Lord that which he was given unto me, that he took bread. The night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave thanks and broke it. And said, this is my body, which is for who? It says here in the Bible, you. But we know that we can change that word you to me. I read it with me there. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which also I passed to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for me. Do this in remembrance of him. Hello. See, get it down on a personal level. Too many times it's out here on some level that's sort of mystique and sort of murky. Friend, there's nothing murky about it. He died for me.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin-Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin-Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you happen to be a word partner, let us know about that too.
That's right.
And somebody said, well, what is a word partner? Well, that's somebody that prays for us regularly.
Yes.
And then sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send, to help us to support Rhema, support this telecast.
Yes.
And it's just a way of helping us to do what we do the best.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Christ, the Bread of Life. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.